We're going to shift focus now just because in light of everything that is happening with COVID-19 and many, many friends and families out of work, adapting to new situations. So now we're actually going to be speaking with Casey Hollins, and she is the Director of Communications and Public Relations for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. And she's going to be discussing things that REC is doing to help their customers during this time of crisis. Casey, welcome to the program. Could you just give us a brief introduction of who you are and what you do?
Thank you for giving us this opportunity to share about who we are and what we're doing for the community as we are in this situation. My name is Casey Hollins, and I'm the Director of Communications and Public Relations for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. And Rappahannock Electric Cooperative is an electric distribution provider. We serve 22 counties, which is very much almost all of your listening area. And we have over 170,000 connections. And so we essentially are a large number of your listening area's electric service provider.
Great, thank you. And can you tell me, in response to the coronavirus and everything that's happening, what is REC doing to help the community?
Well, we recognize the hardship that the public health crisis imposes on our member owners. And so out of concern for our members and our communities, REC, along with the other 12 electric cooperatives that serve customers throughout the Commonwealth, has joined together, and we're all waiving service disconnections and related fees associated with non-payment of electric bills. We know that there's going to be a large number of people who are going to face a hardship financially due to time off from work that they're going to have to take as they care for their children who are out of school, or as their jobs adjust in this time of crisis, since restaurants and retail businesses are now closing. So we're trying to do what we can to minimize the financial impact that this will have. So during this time, none of our members need to worry about their electric service being disconnected. We don't want them to have that worry. And then as we transition in the coming weeks, or months, however long it may be, back to normalcy, we're going to work with each of our members individually based on the financial hardship that they've been faced with.
What are some of the concerns that you've been receiving during this time, and are the steps that you're taking sort of offsetting all of those concerns?
Absolutely, yeah. So we've gotten quite a few calls from our members about what's going to happen if they're not able to pay their electric bills, what's going to happen if their previously scheduled auto payment doesn't come through because they don't have the funds in the bank to have that payment taken care of. And so this really addresses their concerns. Their power is not going to be cut off if there's a situation that causes them not to be able to pay their bill. And they're not going to incur a lot of fees during this time that are related to the non-payment of an electric bill.
Beautiful.
I think that's what our members' biggest concern is right now. Thankfully, there have not, you know, hopefully it'll continue to be mild weather like we've had. If there does happen to be any type of weather event that might cause a power outage, our line crews are on standby, so they will work to efficiently and safely restore the power as quickly as possible. One of our goals is to ensure that we can minimize the worries and the stress that our member owners have with all that they are faced with right now.
And then for members who do still have questions, I'm sure you're getting inundated with phone calls right now. Are there better ways for your customers to get in touch with you?
There's a lot of different ways that our members can stay informed and to reach out to us. We have a very informative website, and that is myrec.coop. We've created a COVID-19 coronavirus response web page, and we update it regularly. There are some frequently asked questions there as well. We are encouraging our members who are looking for ways to pay their bill to use the remote payment options that we do have available to them so that they can further minimize any risk by visiting our office. So we have that information on our website as well. And we still have our contact center staff. So if someone does want to speak with one of our member service representatives, they can call us at 1-800-552-3904. We also have web chat and an email. So there's quite a few different ways that anyone can get in touch with us.
Casey, thank you. I think all of that is very valuable information right now for anyone who is serviced by REC. Is there anything else that you'd like to share before we go today?
The only other thing I would like to add is that we care very much about the health and safety of our employees, just as much as we do our communities. And so we're looking out for our employees as well and providing flexibility for those who can work from home, as well as the materials and resources that our field employees would need to sanitize their work vehicles or even their offices if someone does still have to report into the office. So we hope that everybody, and we pray for everybody, to come out of this situation as safely as possible, and we'll continue to monitor it and report any changes that will affect our members as they come about.
Great. Casey, well, thank you so much. We wish you and everybody at REC the best during this time. Thank you for what you're doing to serve your community. And again, if you do live in one of the areas that is serviced by Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, you can check them out online if you have questions. And their website, again, is myrec.coop. That's myrec.coop. Thank you again for listening to Community Matters. We hope that you and your family are staying safe and healthy.